This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Two things. Brian Hoyer was awesome. Three things. That was a great rejoin. Third thing is, it's 900 days officially until the next Batman movie. They made an announcement this morning. It's 900 days until the next Batman.
We're going to get a white lotus.
So it'll be here before you know it. Be here. Boom. 900 days will pass just like that, friends. So Brian, listen, guys, I love Will Howard. We all know I love Will Howard. I like his processing. I think he's gotten so much better. I think there's a lot of untapped potential. I think he's the perfect project quarterback. I understand he might not be the perfect project quarterback for a team like the Cleveland Browns. I love Will Howard. I'm interested to see how his NFL career shapes up. I really am. I've seen other quarterbacks be QB for the Cleveland Browns and be shot out of a cannon. I mean, I saw Carlton... Ohio State, 12 gauge. Come on. 2015.
My God.
Cardell Jones. I saw Cardell Jones.
How quickly we forget.
I saw Cardell Jones in the playoff be rumored to be a first round pick, and then we saw what happened the next year.
He would have been a first round pick had he come out right there and then.
So I've seen some Ohio State quarterbacks shoot through the roof. I really like Will Howard. I've watched the John Gruden thing a couple of times. I don't know if they're going to be able to take him. I don't know if they're going to be in a position to take him. Because you're at Joe Flacco, you're at Kenny Pickett, and in the middle there's quarterback X. And I still think you have to take that quarterback relatively high. I still think honestly, guys, if they take a quarterback number 33 overall, what will you think of the Browns in 2025? Well, you think that they will finish with a better record? I mean, Brian's saying that Joe Flacco can make him a playoff team.
That's not me in my tracks
right
there.
I'm not going that far. Brian's an excitable boy.
Remember, Vegas has him at like 4.5, 5 wins.
Yes.
And I don't think Joe Flacco changed the Vegas number. Did it?
I don't think so. But I hear what he's saying about Will Howard. I love it. But I think that if you don't take a guy... Like, if they trade back up for Shedeur Sanders, I think a lot of people are going to be excited. I don't think that the Pittsburgh Steelers should scare you from doing it. I look more towards number 24 in the NFL draft. It makes a lot of sense considering the relationships that are there. But if they wanted to trade up, and if it were Jaxson Dart or, you know, Jalen Milroe, I put back in that category of project. But that's why I think that somewhere in the first two rounds, whether it be late Thursday night, next Thursday night, which is, we're getting there now, folks. Whether it be late next Thursday night or very early next Friday night, they're going to take a quarterback, and it's going to change the perception for some of how they feel this football team is going to perform in 2025. I don't think it's going to be able to bring everybody on board because I think there's whoever they're going to take. I mean, those can be some polarizing picks there at the top when it comes to quarterback. But I think it's going to change that perception. I'd be surprised, but I'd be encouraged if they took one of the other guys later on Friday evening, one of those third round picks, maybe if Will Howard's still there, maybe if Jalen Milroe's still there, one of those guys. I know that Jalen Milroe has been invited to the draft. Malik Willis was invited to the draft. So that, it means something, but at the same time, how much does it mean? But man, this just tells me, I think they got something cooked up over there in Berea. I don't know what it is, but it tells me that 33 might not stay 33, and somewhere, somehow, I can't say it's going to be Shedeur Sanders, but somewhere, somehow, they're going to come home with somebody there who plays that position.
Maybe late
Thursday night.
What did you think also, because there was a lot of fascinating things, topics brought up by Brian there. What did you think of the arm strength stuff? I mean, basically, Brian's somebody who battled that label. That label.
Well, I like it.
Remember, Brian, you got to go back to the Johnny Manziel training camp. When the two of them were going toe-to-toe, what did everybody say? Oh, my God, look at Manziel's arm compared to Brian's.
When you don't have arm strength, and that's true. I mean, Johnny had a strong arm. I mean, Baker could throw the ball through the wall, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
The difference with people didn't think that Baker had a strong arm because he was only 6 feet tall. The difference is Baker needed his whole body. He needed his core. Yes, he needed to be able to set his feet and deliver. And if he sets his feet and deliver, he can throw the ball through the wall. He can throw the ball very hard. But that's a different conversation. If you're not going to have a strong arm, then it does make everything else more important. It makes the relationship with wide receivers more important. It makes the processing more important. I mean, Brian might hear this and call in and say, Ken, you're wrong. I played the position for 18 years, but this is how I feel about it. If you're not going to have a strong arm, it makes everything else that much more important for you to be successful. Film study, cutting up a defense, figure out what a defense is going to do to you, figure out how they like to play you, figure out how the defensive coordinator likes to play you, how the guys in the secondary like to play you, okay? Your own offensive line, how that blocking scheme is going to work out for you, the relationship with your receivers, with your tight ends, with your running backs, who you're going to be able to find, the weather that day, because now you have to anticipate even better. So you got to know, so if I'm Kenny Carman and I'm throwing to Anthony Lyman and I don't have a very strong arm, I have to know that Anthony Lima likes to do this in that situation and put the ball where Anthony's going to want it without just telling everybody in the stadium that I'm going to Anthony on this pass. So you have to be that much smarter. Will has a lot of experience. So that makes him a worthwhile project. Will Jalen Milroe be able to do that? I'm not sure because he was pull the ball down and take off. But Will could also be pull the ball down and take off. So both of those guys have it against them. That's why when we talk about Jalen Milroe being first round, I go, whoa. I get he's yoked. I get he's a physical specimen. He can take off and he's lightning quick. But is he going to be able to do what's necessary to be able? He has a strong enough arm, certainly. I mean, he either throws a Hail Mary or he takes off with the ball. But is he going to be able to process in the time needed this year for them to put him out there on the field? That's why I don't know if either the Browns are a fit for Will Howard or Jalen Milroe.
Well, remember, the Will Howard, part of the conversation, who was it that was on with us telling us over the last few weeks that he actually was making the decisions, breaking down defenses, you know, during the
Todd McShay.
And I thought that was very, very interesting. And it was befitting of somebody who had had the experience that he had had. Remember, it wasn't just in just appear out of nowhere this year. He was playing in big games with Kansas State. Remember, he couldn't get over the Texas hump until he got over the Texas hump.
Yeah.
Had some help with Jack Sawyer along the way, obviously. But that's why that playoff run changed everything for Will Howard. Oh. Remember, this is a guy that before, right after that Michigan loss, I remember looking, going, man, I guess the Howard thing didn't work out like we thought it would after the Michigan game, because I was looking the draft stock. I mean, they were talking about him as a third-day guy after that loss. Now, you've got plenty of guys, not just Brian Hoyer, and hyping up Will Howard.
You know, it's very weird to me because, like, it's such an interesting draft because if I just bring up the stats of games played and things like that, like, if I'm going to take a project guy or something like that, not first overall, things like that, I want a lot of experience. Like Tyler Shuck, people say he has a lot of experience because he came out in the same draft class or it came out in the same recruiting class as Penei Sewell. In 2017 to 2018, he's played in 42 career games. Jalen Milroe wasn't out until 2021 that fall. He's played in 38. That's just because you were there for many years doesn't mean... Now, there was an injury there, obviously, but just because you were there for many years, there's years, but there's actual experience. So it's a very weird thing. Like Shedeur Sanders, I can't say he doesn't process. He does process. Holds onto the ball a little bit longer. His offensive line sucks, which is a terrible mix for everything. It was worse in 2023 than it was in 2024, but it's a terrible mix for everybody involved. But if you want a guy who throws with anticipation because he doesn't have the strong arm in the draft, okay, there you go with Shedeur Sanders. So you have good and bad mixed bags with all these guys. Can he process to the NFL level? In these things, I don't know. I can't tell you for sure whether or not he can on Shedeur or Jalen or Will or Jackson Dart or any one of these other guys. Tyler Shuck, I can't. Because things that I like to fall into, it's all over the map. So I that's why I wish, of all the things that we said last Friday when we got excited about bringing in Joe Flacco, and I think a lot of it was just because, yeah, man, we want a guy that everybody can like. And a lot of people like Joe Flacco. But one of the things that I really regret was starting to cross people off the list of guys that the Browns might be connected to, because I don't think Joe means anything to that. I think they could start the season with Joe. I think they could start the season with Kenny Pickett. What Zach says I think is true. It will be a true competition, and they'll find out. Lou in North Royalton, you're next up in the Fan. Hello, Lou.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Not terrible, my friend. Go right on ahead.
Hey, I want to make two quick points. I called in, I think it was last week, and you guys were talking about Travis Hunter and how slight he is and this and that. And I told you guys, Lima didn't give me a chance to explain myself, of course, but I said that it would be a wasted pick. And then when I got off the phone with you guys, you said that the example you gave is what happens if he's on an offensive play. I think Chad OJ coaches the wide receivers, and he gets hurt on a play on an offensive play. So you've basically wasted your number two overall pick. I don't know why you guys are still on the fence. I mean, you had Brian Hoyer in there talking, and I'm glad that you guys had him because he made the points that I was going to make. You draft Abdul Carter, and then all of a sudden now you again have the number one defense like you had in 2023. The second point I want to make is when you were on vacation, congratulations for your success.
Thank you.
And Daryl was filling in for you. I said the same thing. I said, go out and sign Flacco. And then you saw what he did with the Browns. Flacco is made for Stefanski's offense.
Well, I don't mean to run you off, Lou. So what do you want to do? Because I got to hit to the break. What do you want him to do?
I want them to draft Abdul Carter and then go, like you said, I want them to grab Will Howard. Let him sit for a year, 2 years, whatever, and then you're going to see what the fruits of the Cleveland Browns' success when they put Howard in there.
Okay, so. Lou, I got to run. Thank you very much for the call.